You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wednesday, March the 6th, excuse me, April the 16th of 2025. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau. A lot of sunshine. In fact, again, I don't see a cloud as I look out to my right, out onto Washington Street here in downtown Wausau. Blue skies, temperature of 34 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us again by going to YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. You can watch a video stream of our program right there. And you can also be part of the show by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Love to have you be part of the show. Again, if there's something on your mind that we're not talking about, hey, bring it up. If there's something that we are talking about that you would like to add your two cents, we'd love to hear from you as well. So again, 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up at the end of the hour, of course, we will have our daily history lesson as we do each and every weekday to wrap things up. Talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, because if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Exactly.
And we want to make sure that we don't repeat the bad stuff with history, and also remember the good stuff from history. So we'll do that coming up at the end of the show. We'll talk about a few celebrities that are celebrating their birthdays today. By the way, I got to wish my mom a very happy birthday today.
Aww.
So I'm going to be stopping on over there a little bit later on. But so it is my mom's birthday today. So
it's a happy day to celebrate someone's birthday, too.
I know. It's a beautiful spring day. So happy birthday to mom. And we'll talk about some other famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays at happy the birthday. End of the hour. Mm-hmm. We will also talk about some of the special events being acknowledged today. And then we will have our number for the day quiz. And the man who's becoming a legend when it comes to the number for the day with his hot streak is our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
So you're 7 in a row.
Yes.
You had a perfect week last week, celebratory week.
Yes.
With 5 for 5. And
big celebration.
And he said, well, we're not gonna slip back now. We're going to keep plugging away.
Keep building.
And you got Monday right, and you got Tuesday right. So
yes.
you're 40% of the way towards another perfect week, and you've already clinched a passing grade for this week. So it's like no pressure there. Today you'll try to clinch a winning week. But, boy, I mean, it's got to be exciting. It's got to feel good when you're on a roll like this, right?
Yeah. It gives you all that excitable energy, a little anxious as well. You have to keep the streak alive, but also want a positive energy to, you know, keep building and complete even more records, because I've never done seven in a row.
Well, you have now, but now we're going to try to make it eight in a row later today. And during this segment, we always like to let you know about what the topic will be for today.
Okay.
Today's topic is it's something that's sort of in the news, because coming up next week, the NFL draft will be coming to Green Bay.
Yes.
And our number for the day will involve the NFL draft in Green Bay. So some aspect of the NFL draft in Green Bay, we will have that as our number for the day coming up at the end of the program. By the way,
very nice.
Speaking of the NFL draft in Green Bay, I understand that sometimes, you know, the old supply and demand. When the demand is high and the supply is a little bit lower, the prices go up. But at the same time, it's like, it kind of makes me, the city of Green Bay, their city council voted last night to double parking ramp rates for the NFL draft.
Oh, that's
I understand there are costs involved. Yes, the city says it's necessary to cover increased staffing and maintenance needs coming up next week. So Wednesday through Friday next week, the rates will go from the current $1 per hour or $12 per day to $2 per hour or $24 per day. And frankly, they probably could have gone higher. So I'm not going to be throwing a lot of tomatoes here, but there's something about it that just, you know...
Yeah, it doesn't really sit right.
But I guess the folks that are coming into town, they have money to spend. And if there's cost involved with the security and everything else that goes on with putting an event like this on, I suppose it's okay. And I guess it's not a case where they went from $1 to $10 per hour or something like that. But at the same time, But they also, the city considered raising rates for parking meters, but the cost of changing the meters and then changing them back was cost prohibitive. So I guess I do understand, but at the same time, you don't want to try to kind of squeeze visitors to your community either, I guess. Maybe I'm just too nice when it comes to that. I don't know. But so if you're somebody that is heading over to Green Bay next week, maybe you want to make sure you get parking on the street with the meters, because those prices will not go up while the price for parking ramps does go up. Speaking of which, and I know you probably heard this too. I mean, this construction is really starting to pick up here in downtown Wausau.
Yeah, we can actually feel it in our...
The building is shaking.
The jackhammers are shaking and rumbling, and we can feel it from in here.
I know it. It's like we're talking in the last hour, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, are we shaking here? Are we? And yeah, we were. And as I said, when I was walking into work this morning, I saw this big wrecking ball, and it's like, it's like, you know, a wrecking ball. And I saw it was moving. It was hitting one of the walls on the far side of the street. As one of the cool things about this parking, I shouldn't say not parking, but this road construction here in downtown Wausau, is that the streets are going to be a little wider here in this area right around our radio station in downtown. Nice. So it's going to be actually interesting to see, once this is all said and done, how it's going to change the traffic flow here in downtown Wausau. But right now, construction, there are going to be three phases of this construction. Again, the first phase is going on right now between the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, where we are located, going down to about Washington and North 1st Street. So basically about a block and a half, close to two blocks right now being worked on. Then the area that's right in front of us, where you park every day, is going to be closed down. That will be closed down, and then there will be a third area as well. And it's expected that all this construction in the downtown area around the old mall area where the foundry on 3rd is going to be built, going to be completed here coming up later this year.
It's coming along.
It's going to be going on for a couple of months, probably until sometime around sometime in July. But the thing about it as well, for folks that are coming to downtown Wausau, they're going to see a few fewer parking spots here in downtown Wausau. But the city council last week voted to do the opposite of what Green Bay did in terms of the raising the prices. In fact, they're
slashing the prices.
They are slashing the prices for the parking ramp at the old JCPenney building, Wausau Center Mall, JCPenney building, actually where I park every day because I bought a parking pass for the entire year. So I have a place to park when I come to work every day. But for the time that this construction is going on, normally it would be 2 hours of free parking in the ramp, and then you'd have to pay for parking after that.
Right.
But the council says no, because of the inconvenience for some folks to come downtown to Wausau and do their shopping and other activities, they are going to make that ramp free parking for the duration of the construction that's going on right here.
So take advantage of it.
Absolutely. So again, if you're coming downtown,
pretty good deal.
If you're coming downtown to visit us, you're at our station at WXCO, or visit any of the other businesses here in downtown Wausau, you'll be able to have some free parking. And that's, again, something that is cool, because that means that you can just park in the ramp and not worry about, oh, 2 hours to get there, or else I'm going to get a ticket. And believe me, I park down the street from time to time. Sometimes I'm running a little late, so like on Tuesdays when I have to talk to Kreitlow in the morning, oh, I got to get there, get hooked in to do the Kreitlow show. I will park where you park, and then sometimes once in a while I forgot, and then I get out there at lunch, oh, I forgot to move the car, and I have a ticket.
Yeah.
But again, if you are coming downtown to Wausau, take advantage of the parking ramp and be able to see whether or not that you can come down and see what's going on and see the wrecking balls and everything else. So, some good stuff. I mean, it's really exciting.
It would be interesting to see what the final result is once they're finished with all the construction and how it looks.
Exactly. I mean, it's been such a long time since we've had everything basically, full here in downtown. I mean, ever since the mall shut down and it got knocked down, it really did change things downtown. But we have this boundary on 3rd, the combination of residential and business. And then we're going to have the new roads here right in front of our radio station. So that's going to be cool indeed.
Oh, yes.
To see how the traffic flow occurs here in downtown Wausau. So again, just wanted to again update you on that. The time is 9:18 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Again, a beautiful start here in downtown Wausau. Temperature of 35 degrees. More to come here on 98.9 WXCO. Imagination.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app at YouTube.com as well. 715-382-9297 to call or text us. Wanted to again remind you, we've been talking about this the last few days, that there's going to be some changes occurring with our programming on Civic Media. that will affect this program and basically all the programming that is going on Civic Media. Not all the programming, but much of the programming. Much of the programming on weekdays starting next Wednesday. That is the plan. It could change because obviously technological changes cause some issues sometime. But the plan is that starting next Wednesday, you'll see some changes when it comes to the programming lineup here on 98.9 WXCO and throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat Kreitlow, who is the host of Up North News every weekday right now from 6 until 8 a.m., his show will be expanded starting next Wednesday. It will also be renamed. It will be called Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. That will air from 6 until 9 a.m. And then moving up an hour from 9 to 11 a.m. is Mantanera on Air with Jane Mantanera and Greg Bach. Obviously, when you have one show that's on before us that extends an hour, and then the show that's on after us that is moved up an hour, that says, well, where do we go? What's happening here with this program? What's going on here?
We'll still be on the air. We're being transitioned.
I think we're being transitioned, but
trying to put a positive spin on it.
the way you look at it here is we're going to be part, because what the network is doing here with Mornings is not just my program, but other programs throughout the state of Wisconsin that basically the 8 to 10 a.m. time frame was given back to stations throughout the state. But with this change, they're trying to, I think, streamline things just a little bit. But during the course of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, there will be segments during the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour that are locally produced. And that means this station, WXCO, we will have locally produced segments between 7 and 9 a.m. Coming here from our studios, focusing on Central Wisconsin with news and information and interviews that come from us. So basically, we're just moving up an hour and focusing on a couple of segments in the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. So, again, it's still a work in progress. Yep. We will see what occurs once the changes happen. But the bottom line is we are not going anywhere. We are still going to be around. We're going to be part of the morning team with Pat and other stations around the state of Wisconsin. Pat will be allowing me to join him for other segments of his program statewide as well. So, again, it'll be different, but it's not a case where we're leaving and going away. And the folks that are out there doing their victory jigs for getting rid of me, well, you're going to have to, you know, keep the dancing to a minimum because we're still going to be around, still going to be talking about the things that come into my point of view or my eyes, whatever I see, I'll be talking about here every weekday morning from 7 till 9 a.m. instead of 8 till 10 a.m. as part of the morning show. But basically what's going to happen is, again, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow will be on from 6 to 9 a.m., 9 to 11, Mantanera on Air. Then from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., the Tom Hartman Show, very popular nationally syndicated program, will be on the airwaves during the middle of the day from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Todd Alba Show, which currently airs from noon until 2, is being pushed back until 2 o'clock. So Todd will be on weekdays from 2 until 4 p.m. And Maggie Dawn will be pushed back 2 hours as well. Maggie is on from 2 until 4 right now. She will be pushed back to 4 till 6. And then Nightlight with Pete Schwabba stays at 6 until 8 p.m. So, again, just wanted to make sure you know what's happening. We have a week to go until those changes occur. But, again, obviously change can be sometimes difficult. There's positives to it. There's negatives to it as well. I'm not going to come here and try to pull the wool over your eyes and say that everything about it thrills me, because it doesn't. I liked having the full show, but at the same time, I understand that we're just part of what is a growing Civic Media Radio Network. More stations have been added just this week. So, again, anybody who thinks that Civic Media is going backwards and not forwards is really out of their mind, because Civic Media continues to grow and it continues to add more stations to the statewide lineup. And again, obviously, change is going to be a little bit of an ebb and flow to see how it works, but we're going to go in with both feet and be very enthusiastic and look forward to working more closely with Pat Kreitlow in the mornings.
Yeah.
And really have a good time. And Pat will be on with us tomorrow morning, as he does every Thursday at 8:06. And we'll talk a little bit about what to expect with the changes next week as well. So we'll find out more with Pat Kreitlow tomorrow morning at 8:06 and really kind of give you a sense of where we're headed in the mornings on 98.9 WXCO and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, information update. We'll find out what's happening in news, weather, and sports, plus entertainment, and then back with more. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
WIAA announces winter sport division changes from tournament performance factor points. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
Last Friday, the WIAA announced the results of tournament performance factor points and elevations for winter sports teams. Passed in 2023 and implemented for the first time in the 2024-25 season, the WIAA's competitive balance system assigns points for teams based on postseason success. A total of 33 winter sports teams across basketball, gymnastics, wrestling, and hockey met the threshold for elevation for the 2025-2026 season. Nine of those were in boys basketball, where Aquinas, Arrowhead, De Pere, Kenosha St. Joe's, Milwaukee Academy of Science, Mineral Point, Pewaukee, West Salem, and Wisconsin Lutheran will either be elevated or remain in their elevated division. In girls' hoops, nine teams met the six-point threshold as well: Albany Monticello, Arrowhead, Cuba City, Edgewood, Laconia, Notre Dame, Pewaukee, Wauwatosa East, and Xavier. Of note, of the 33 teams to meet the threshold to be moved, 12 appealed to the WIAA's classification committee, though none were approved. The classification committee also received and approved four requests to move up a division next year: Edgewood, University School, and Superior in boys hockey, as well as West Dallas Central in boys basketball. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. I have received a text talking about a little distortion on WXCO AM, I believe. We are looking into that right now. We've had that issue once before. So, again, if there is an issue with our signal and our broadcast audio, we apologize for that as well. So, again, we are making sure that we try to figure out what's going on with that and whether or not things are back to the way they should be or not.
It's all good now.
Okay, so we're going to try to figure out why this has been going on, but at the same time, we are we're happy that it is not an issue right now. So, again, the time is 9:37 here on this Wednesday morning, Hump Day Wednesday. Temperature is rising. It should be the best day so far this week. In fact, very cold days both on Monday and Tuesday. But here this morning, temperature is up to 36 degrees under a lot of sunny skies. Expect to get into the lower 50s before all is said and done today. Yesterday was Jackie Robinson Day, and I've talked about this a lot. I've written about this a lot because I do think, in my love of history, and a way that the MAGA groups led by Donald Trump have been trying to erase a lot of our history, especially when it comes to people of color. And we saw last month where the Department of Defense, where Jackie Robinson served as a member of our military. Before he was a Major League Baseball player, he was a member of the military during the 1940s. And Jackie Robinson had a biography on the Department of Defense website for many, many years. And then, because of this crackdown on DEI, the bogeyman of the far right, the Department of Defense took off his biography from the website, and many other heroes. And I don't use that term lightly, heroes, both in war and in civilian life from that website because they were black or they were people of color. And in fact, when the articles were removed, it had a listing of DEI on it. It was crazy. But yesterday, it was Jackie Robinson Day. And this pressure that's being put on by Trump and other MAGAs continues because Major League Baseball sent out a press release yesterday talking about Jackie Robinson, Jackie Robinson Day. And the whole reason behind Jackie Robinson Day is because he broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball on April the 15th of 1947. You would think that would be mentioned in the press release put out by Major League Baseball for the whole reason behind Jackie Robinson Day.
Let me guess, it wasn't.
It was not. The press release from Major League Baseball never explained why Jackie Robinson was significant. It merely says that Robinson played his first Major League game on April 15th, 1947. And nowhere in that press release did it say why was that significant. Nowhere in that press release, according to Craig Calcaterra in his Cup of Coffee newsletter this morning, there is nowhere in that news release that said integrate or integration, segregate or segregated, black, African-American, color barrier. It doesn't say why that day was important. It was important because Jackie Robinson became the first black player to play Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
There is no mention of the Negro Leagues, which was where black players went to because they couldn't play Major League Baseball until April of 1947. And there was a comparison of the press release put out yesterday by Major League Baseball for Jackie Robinson Day compared to a year ago when Donald Trump was not president. Last year's press release talked about Robinson spearheading initiatives that support communities and meaningfully address diversity and inclusion at all levels of sport. But there's no way they're going to put words like diversity and inclusion in their press releases now because Donald Trump will get mad. Major League Baseball has been backtracking over the last number of months in a lot of ways. They eliminated its diversity hiring program because Donald Trump doesn't like diversity. It scrubbed its website of references to racial equality because Donald Trump doesn't like references to racial equality. And now it's refusing to put out in plain English why Jackie Robinson is significant and yet still using him yesterday. It's wrong. It is wrong. It's wrong on every single level.
Yes, it is.
And I'm sorry, MAGA. I'm sorry, far right. I'm sorry, Donald Trump, but diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is not the root cause of everything bad that goes on in our society. And in fact, it's still something that is good and important for all Americans. All Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that all of us push back on this right-wing Republican bogeyman that is DEI. I just find it wrong. And again, it's embarrassing for Major League Baseball to refuse to say why Jackie Robinson was important yesterday on the anniversary of his breaking of the color barrier of Major League Baseball.
You know, I might have a possible theory as to why our president and this party hate the term DEI so much. Is it just a theory? I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just what I personally think.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, you know, terms like that make them look bad. It makes them look like the bad guys, and that's what they don't want. They want to be seen as the good guys. So they're trying to, you know, say, like, you know, these terms are bad, and we're the ones who are actually trying to help this country, and this DEI stuff is actually bad for our country. They're trying to, you know, to control how people feel about these terms and how they feel about the party. Again, that's just a personal theory. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Personally, that's what I think.
No, I think there's some truth to that as well. Another story I wanted to touch on before we
get
to
the word woke.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I know it. No,
it involves that same theory.
Something that people need to realize as well is, because I think there's a thought that Donald Trump will continue to get more unpopular as some of the results of his policies start to become more and more apparent. But there's still a lot of folks out there that, even if they get hurt by the policies of Trump, are going to stick by the president. In fact, the Washington Post has a story out that they went to Kokomo, Indiana. And in Kokomo, Indiana, 370 auto workers from a Stellantis plant were among the first people to lose their jobs because of Trump's tariffs. So the Washington Post went there and found these laid off workers and talked to some of them and some of the union officials and other residents. And there are a number of those folks that even lost their jobs and got laid off that are still saying Donald Trump is probably knows what he's doing. In fact, there's a person named Fane Parr, 59 years old. Okay. The Post talked to this person. Oversees a production line at Stellantis' Indiana transmission plant and was among the workers forced into a two-week layoff blamed on the tariffs. However, he said he's hopeful that Trump's trade policy will bring more jobs to the area. For now, he's not worried about the lost income, as he can collect unemployment benefits and the company's supplemental benefit that gave him about 85% of his regular pay. He says, I don't want to bleep about the tariffs. They might be a good thing. I just don't know yet. They might be a great thing. He got laid off because of the tariffs, and he still thinks they might be a good thing.
See, I just don't.
Let me continue, because we only have a couple minutes. I want to get through the rest of this story.
Yep.
But it's a two-week layoff in name, but as the article makes pretty clear, that guy is not going to get his job back. There's already been nearly 500 people from a previous temporary layoff who have been out of work since last year with no real hope of being called back. And as one of the people quoted in the article noted, even if the tariffs do over time cause some manufacturing to be reshored, it's not like that'll happen in short order. This 59-year-old Fane Parr will not be part of the new manufacturing. In fact, it's highly doubtful that places like Kokomo will be part of it either. So, again, the idea that maybe some of these Trump cultists will be brought back to reality based on some of the results of his policies, I would not be so sure about that. That these folks truly believe that Donald Trump has their best interest in mind. And It's going to be one of the interesting aspects. And again, we'll see how these policies do ultimately affect us. But I just have a hard time feeling like that it's going to be a big net positive for folks like this person and for American business generally and the American people. But also, I find it interesting he's okay with getting all this unemployment benefit when we've heard time and time again about how Republicans and MAGAs and conservatives, they want to cut back on unemployment benefits. They want to cut back on all of that kind of government aid. But a MAGA is very happy to take it when it comes to into his pocket. So, again, it's going to be something to watch that there's going to be effects sooner rather than later of the tariffs and other, not just the tariffs, but other Donald Trump policies that we've seen in the first almost 3 months. And we're coming up on 3 months. It feels like it's been longer, doesn't it?
But oh, it certainly has.
Just under 3 months since Trump 2.0 began. The time is 9:48. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and have our daily history lesson and see if Ian can make it 8 in a row when it comes to our number for the day quiz. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52. It is the 16th day of April, 2025. That means it's day number 106 of this year. There are 259 days remaining in this year of 2025, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back on this day in 1947, an explosion on board a freighter in port caused the city of Texas City, Texas, to catch fire, killing almost 600. On this date in 1947, Bernard Baruch coined the term Cold War to describe the relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union. On this date in 2003, Michael Jordan played his last NBA game with the Washington Wizards. They lost to the Philadelphia 76ers 107-87. Remember this one. This was a tragic day 18 years ago today. At Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia, a gunman shot 32 people to death and injured 23 others before committing suicide. On this date in 2018, Kendrick Lamar became the first rapper and non-classical or jazz musician to win the Pulitzer Prize for Music with his album Damn. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. The legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He started his career with the Milwaukee Bucks, won an NBA championship with the Bucks in 1971. Then, after 6 years in Milwaukee, went on to play 14 years with the LA Lakers. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 78 years old today. Football coach Bill Belichick. Great coach with the New England Patriots and now starting his first year as a college coach at North Carolina. Bill Belichick is 73 years old today. Actor Ellen Barkin turned 71. Actor and comedian Martin Lawrence from the Bad Boy films is 60. John Cryer, one of the co-stars of Two and a Half Men, 60 years old today. actor Peter Billingsley from A Christmas Story, 54 years old today. Actor Lucas Haas is 49. Chance the Rapper is 32. And Sadie Sink of Stranger Things and The Whale is 23 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Stress Awareness Day.
Oh,
sometimes yeah. I do have to think about that. My
Me too.
Blood pressure a little bit up. It is Go Fly a Kite Day. Actually, the last 2 days might have been...
Yesterday might have been a good day to fly a kite.
Oh, I see the big wrecking ball outside. The one I saw before.
Still working.
I mean, man, oh man, it's crazy outside. It is Good Deeds Day.
That should be every day.
It is Eggs Benedict Day. It is Librarian Day. It is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Did not do that today.
No.
It is Save the Elephant Day. It is Teach Your Daughters to Volunteer Day.
Nice.
And World Semicolon Day. So all those special days going on today. All right, it is time now for our number for the day.
Yes.
And our number for the day quiz. Every day we have a number for the day. We make it a quiz. We give three choices to Ian, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right, 33%. So any week he has better than 33% is a passing grade. Any week that he has less than 33% is a failing grade. If he gets more right than wrong, that is a winning week. If he gets 4 out of 5 right, that's an A grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we strive for another perfect week. He's done that one time.
Yes.
That was last week.
Last week.
So far this week, he is 2 for 2.
Yep.
So
today was the NFL draft in Green Bay.
Yep.
That's the topic for today.
Next week, a lot of people are expected to descend on Green Bay for the NFL draft. The number for the day is how many people are expected to descend on Green Bay next week for the NFL draft.
Okay.
Is the number for the day 250,000? Is it 500,000? Is it 750,000?
So that's a lot of people.
250,000, 500,000, or 750,000. How many people are expected to descend on Green Bay next week for the NFL draft?
Well, the NFL draft is a pretty popular event. You get a lot of people coming out for that. So, got to focus here. Go with my instincts. So, I'm going to say... You know, I'm going to say 500,000. I'm going to go with the middle answer. I'm going to go with a B as my final answer. I'm going to say 500,000.
All right. How many people are expected to descend on Green Bay next week for the NFL draft? The correct number, and our number for the day is 250,000.
Oh, the smallest number.
Well, the streak had to end sometime.
I still got 7 in a row, though.
That is still darn impressive.
Mm.
But now you got to focus on trying to get that winning week.
Yes.
And then try to get an A grade as well. So we'll work on that starting tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow morning, we'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow at 8:06, and we'll be joined by Nancy Stensel, Marathon County Democratic Party Chair, coming up at 9:21 tomorrow as well. Ian, have a great rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air, right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.